They're letting you know what they really thought of it.
Yeah, you know what this really stands for? PISA, S announcements. Nah, just kidding. All right, kids, 4 o'clock, and it's that time. I'm going to get to it right away. I'm going to play, it's going to be my new segment called 4 at 4.
Mm.
All right, 4 at 4, I'm going to play a rock block of a featured group, band. And this week, I have chosen Heart. Why not? Why not?
Ooh.
So I'm going to show you my heart, and let's. And this will be our first first 4 at 4, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. And this very first one, I'm killing two birds with one stone, which, yeah, that's an expression I don't care for. But this one goes out to Leah Hall, who had asked me to play this for her. So not only do I get a shout-out, to a dedication to Leah, or a request. Also, my very first 4 at 4. So enjoy, kids, and let's get our hearts on. Let's get this heart on. Heart on.
Baby, I'm talking to you. Stop yourself.
Well, there we go. We've broke ground.
Woof.
I love getting my heart on. And that was your first rock block, your first four at four, and hopefully you all enjoyed it. I know myself and Laureen were bebopping around the station here.
Singing at the top of my lungs.
Absolutely. And, of course, that was Heart with Who Will You Run To? I finished it up with Alone, Nothing At All, and we started with Never, of course, a dedication to Miss Leah Hall out in Springfield. So, I hopefully you all enjoyed it. I know I did.
Yep,
so,
I did.
That will be our segment at 4 o'clock. Even though, you know, it takes up quite a chunk of time, but it's worth it if it's a good band. And of course, that was.
Well, it's always good, Paulie, to change up.
Definitely a good band.
Make
yeah.
the show interesting. Do different things. Right.
So, anyways, 94 degrees here in Medford, and I will do the weather in probably the last segment of our show. And we have some, I think Laureen has been looking up this day in history, rock history, which we will get to as well. And if I can scratch some up, I think we have some silly news in the bowels, if you will, of our ship, our giddy-up ship. Anyways, by the way, if you are into the World Cup, right now the game is going on with France and Belgium, and it's 1-0 France, and that's the and tomorrow at 2 o'clock it will be Croatia and England, and that will decide who plays for the World Cup championship. On Sunday, July 15th at 4. So right now, France is on their way, 1-0. And don't ask me, but I'm just reporting that because I know there's a ton of people who love the World Cup. And if you ask me, it's going to be France and England. But like I said, I have no idea. I could have flipped a coin, and it would have been the same as me saying who would have. One. Anyways, good luck to all the last four teams. Of course, USA wasn't even in it this year. Nope. Didn't even qualify, but... and we actually might have it in the next 4 years. So, America, North America, which will include the United States, also Canada, and Mexico.
Oh,
so
that'd be
all
awesome.
All of North America. Right. So, that should be fun. Then I'll probably get into it. Yeah.
Then you do. Then you're interested.
Yeah.
And here in your own country.
I'll
root
for Canada. Yeah, someone as patriotic as me. Right?
That was good.
Anyways, all right, kids. So I'll play a couple more songs. I think we're going to come back with some This Day in Rock and Roll History, which is a cool segment that Miss Laureen will be doing as well. And this song we were thinking of for something we were talking about earlier, and she was asking me about Fat Boy. Kind of reminded her of some song, and she said Candlebox. I said it's not Candlebox, only because I'm a music geek like her, but I knew exactly what she was talking about, even though she didn't even say anything but Fat Boy, and that's not even the name of the song. But here you go, Laureen.
I do know my music.
And this was the song you were thinking of, so you guys enjoy it, and we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. A little silver chair.
It's 12 o'clock and it's a wonderful day. I know you hate me, but I'll ask anyway. Won't you come with me to a place in a little town? The only way to get there's to go straight.
Well, kids, if that didn't wake you up, nothing will. Oof. Trust me. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We just rocked out in the studio.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Yes, it was. So, a little silver chair for you. I knew what you were talking about, and the name of the song is Tomorrow. So, mark that down, kids, boys and girls. An old, wow. Oldie, but a good,
that
you
was,
know, oldie,
that was great.
I guess, 90s song. Very, very, yeah, it rocked out, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, kids, welcome back to the Giddy Up. On this 10th day of July, and it's 4:25 in the afternoon, and we got a couple things to get to, one being a new segment. Well, we kind of tried it out a couple weeks ago, but I like it, and it makes sense to, and it goes with the theme of our whole program at the Giddy Up, rock and roll, and rock and roll is what we do best. So anyways, we are going to do a segment, Laureen is going to do, I should say, and it's called This Day in Rock and Roll History. So take it away, Laureen.
So, yes, this day in rock history, July 10th, 1964, Doo Wah Diddy Diddy by Manfred Mann was released in the UK. In 1965, Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour was released. In 1968, Eric
Doo Wah Diddy. You didn't know what that song was.
I didn't, actually. You had to sing it to me.
In the lounge, yeah. That was a good song. It was actually...
How's it go again?
I can't do my version of it. It's very dirty. Well, it's not... I guess... it's too dirty for the show. But, yeah, if you... But it was in Stripes. They sang that song in Cadence. They used that as one of their Cadence from Stripes, if you remember that movie with Bill Murray.
That's right.
Way back in the day. Yeah, so, but he doesn't do my version of it either, which my version is very funny.
Yeah, that was, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
So moving along on that note, let's see. We have 1968. Eric Clapton announced that Cream would break up following a farewell tour.
Mom, yeah. They were a great group, too. They really were.
Yep. And I was a little kid, but I loved the music. I still do today. Let's see. 1971, Three Dog Night. Leah was released.
Leah?
No.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I play that. I say that as a joke because I play that song, Leah, for Leah Hall, who I just dedicated that heart song too.
I love that song.
Yeah, by Donny Iris. We probably have time. No. I'll play it for her. I always play it.
Love that
it's
song.
It's a one-hit wonder. Me and Chris, the funny man, always get such a kick out of that video. We watch it as when I play it. And
the voice doesn't match the guy's face.
No, nothing matches the guy. He looks like Revenge of the Nerds. And he takes off his shirt during the video. It's nothing nice. But if you ever get a chance to watch it, it's worth a watch. It's funny. All right, go ahead.
And the last one I have is in 1985. The Prince song Pop Life was released.
Nice, nice. Love that song.
Dedication to him.
Pop Life.
There you go. And
speaking
it.
Of pop, oh, thank you, Miss Laureen. Mm-hmm. And coming up soon, within the next couple weeks, I've been putting together a little, maybe a tribute to 80s hair bands. That's one of my ideas. Or I might just go straight 80s. Like, it doesn't matter if they're hair bands or not. Just go crazy 80s. Because everybody loves the 80s. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're 80 or 8. You love the 80s. That's my take on it anyways. And the 80s are making a comeback, you know? So that's why you see a lot of... And I'm glad I never threw away all my parachute pants because those are waiting to come out of the closet.
You don't still have them, do you? Do you still have a pair?
That didn't sound right, though. I have a pair? Every color. Every zipper color.
The flag? Do you have the flag?
I used to, yeah. I don't know. I'll have to go through that closet. Anyways, 4:29 in the afternoon. Thank you for that. And we'll do that every week, which is cool. Because, this show is all about rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, I will be back next with the weather or maybe some funny news if I can get some. But we're going to take this one back with you, little Jimmy, for you. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, Donnie Irish, man, he really hits those high notes, doesn't he?
Wow.
Not
you
bad.
Wouldn't know by looking at him, though.
From a skinny white boy from the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Leah, wow. Nothing like making a song named after a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there aren't enough of those out there.
But do a little work on it.
Right?
What's it called?
Susie.
Like, wow, a song named after a girl. There aren't a million of those already.
Name 20.
Rosanna, Roxanne, Michelle, Allison, Sarah, Angie, Brandy, Mandy, Gloria, Cecilia, Maggie Mae, Jessica, Nancy, Barbara Ann, Billie Jean, Layla, Lola, Polly, Helena, Jenny from the Block.
Name 6 more.
Sherry, Laura, Wendy, Maria, Peggy Sue, Minnie the Moocher.
Name 5 more.
Tracy, Jean, Jane, Mary Ann, Eleanor Rigby.
I couldn't believe the rest of that. So, yeah, nothing like naming a song after a woman. There isn't enough of those.
We could do a theme on that, too.
Yeah, we could, but he just named 20 songs.
Well, we just, picked
30 songs we could actually do. Okay, anyways, kids, it's 4:38 almost.
Man.
Yeah, I know, time flies when you're having fun, and we're having fun today. Today's one of those good days having fun, and a couple new segments. Hopefully they'll fly well. I was going to do some silly news, but you know what? That can wait till next week.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not the same news. It'll be different silly news, but I just want to do the weather, and we'll say our goodbyes, and, but I definitely want to play some more music. You know, that's what the show is about.
That's what it's about.
It is about the music, and, of course, having fun, making you guys smile, and heading out to your Tuesday and the rest of your week with a smile, and, you know, knowing that there's still some good rock and roll that you can listen to at least once a week. So today, I'm going to do, you know what today is, by the way? National Day. I like to throw the national days out there for all you kids. It's National Clever Who Day. Now, for those of you that don't know what a Clever Who is, what it is it's like a poem. It's a four-line poem that always starts with a woman's name.
Oh, here we go again.
Exactly. That's why I kind of brought it up, which is funny. But it is National Clever Who Day, and it's supposed to rhyme. And it's supposed to be funny. And unfortunately, I do not have one right now. But I should have made one up. But that's what today is. It's National Clever Who Day. So it's four lines. It begins with a woman's name in the first line. And it rhymes. It's supposed to be funny. So, hey, throw them on my wall if you want.
Why not?
And enjoy the Clever Who Day. And also, it is National Pina Colada Day.
Yummy.
Pina colada, you know, and funny how you just came from the pina colada capital of the world, York Beach, Maine.
Mm.
So that's where they invented the pina colada.
I did not
along with
know
the
that.
Yeah, the peppermint patty. So anyways, maybe I'll go have a virgin pina colada after the show. I love the pina coladas, you know, with the coconut and the pineapple. It's all fruity and delicious. So anyways, this week coming up, today for the rest of the day, it's obviously hot again. Just a touch muggy. I don't know about a touch. It's pretty muggy to me. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Late evening spot showers tonight. Storm possible. Yeah. So
going to work out outside, but you know what? The rain's not
I'd look
hurt
out
me.
For it. You know what? And, you know what? A little rain never hurt anybody.
No.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That's what I say. But if it starts thunder showering, I'd, head on in. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it will be partly sunny, isolated showers again. Storm early in the day. Okay, so highs in the upper to around 80s. Upper 70s to around 80s. Cooler coast, always cooler coast. So be on the lookout for that for your actual hump day.
Right.
Hump day.
I know, right?
And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs around 80 inland. Cooler coast, breezy, buddy breezy, at the coast with rough surf at the beach as Chris passes by well offshore. Yes, Chris.
Oh?
Not the funny man Chris, but
no.
The storm. The the tropical storm Chris.
Okay.
It will pass by on Thursday. So hey, say hi to funny man, and then say hi to the storm Chris as he passes
by. I prefer
by.
Christopher.
Okay, well, they named it Chris. I don't know. I'm not.
Christopher's more serious.
I'm not in charge of that. If I was,
yeah,
it'd be
more
all
serious.
It'd be all strippers' names.
Nice.
Like your friend at the hair salon.
That one.
Yes, and Friday, might as well go for it.
Yeah.
Friday, we start off the off with some areas of patchy fog, mix of sun and cloud, high in the low to mid 80s, cooler coast. So Friday seems pretty good. Yeah,
that's the best day of the
week.
Mid
80s, I'm gonna say. But the patchy fog, you know, it's not gonna be like London fog, but you know, it's gonna be patchy fog. I don't know what that means, patchy fog. Does he mean like, you know, like there's going to be patches of it, actual patches of it?
Without the
like,
rain.
Like patchwork?
What they mean, yeah. The cloudiness and all that without
yes.
the...
Okay. Okay, so Saturday, morning fog again. So I get something other than morning fog. It's called morning...
yeah.
Yes, fog.
And
it's called morning fog.
Yeah, that.
It gives way to partly sunny skies, which usually gives way to partly... Yeah, something. Sunny skies. Okay.
Too much fun today. Too much.
Yeah, just a little silliness going on. And somebody's calling, but guess what?
Cool.
The phone line is not on the right one, so I apologize for that. If you want to try the other one, 781-859-7113 is available. Okay, where are we? We're on Sunday, right? Sunday, fun day. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Slight chance of a PM spot shower or storm. All right. So, it looks beautiful for the rest of the week, honestly. It doesn't look like any 90s, which you can say, I'm all set with the 90s.
You will never hear me complain about the heat.
Yeah. Me, I'm not like that. Yeah. I'm not a big... No, not me. No. I'd be fine in an igloo. Yeah. An enigma in an igloo.
Igma.
Yes. All right, kids. 4:43 in the afternoon. I know, unfortunately, it's getting to that time. We'll be back with our goodbyes, sadly enough. But, of course, we're going to take you up with some more rock and roll. Here's a nice little ditty from Pat from the past. I just got in the mood for some classic. Well, I guess you can call it classic now. I don't know if it's a movie or whatever I seen on the picture tube the other day. You know, the television, as you kids call it. How do you define classic rock nowadays? What is classic rock? It's pretty interesting. Because classic rock to us is basically 60s, 70s. Okay, now you got to think about it. You know, we're getting older. We're getting up there. So people are considering 80s and even early 90s to be classic rock.
You're right.
So, which makes sense. Anyways, we'll talk about that maybe next week after I watch it finally.
and then we'll
get a better handle on it. And but it's true. So anyways, this is honestly a 90s song. So, but it's, I guess it could be definitely late 80s, 90s could be considered classic rock now. So anyways, we're going to take you out. You're listening to the Giddy Up. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And we will be back with our sadly enough goodbyes. Be right back, kids.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. Say, okay, where you going, what you looking for, you know those boys don't wanna play no more with you, it's true. Sister
Nice little Sister Christian Night Ranger.
Yeah, but still, Night Ranger. Still a good tune.
Okay, well, it's been played on the giddy up, Sister Christian. Anyways,
that would be me actually.
9:50 in the afternoon, boys and girls, still holding strong at 94 degrees here in Medford, and so we will say our goodbyes and take you out with a couple beautiful rock and roll songs. So I'll send it over to Laureen. Would you like to say any special goodbyes or?
Well, I just want to thank some family and friends for their first time listening in and enjoying the show. They're having a great time. The messages that I'm getting, I think they're having more fun than we are.
Oh, that's good, if that's humanly possible.
So thank you guys for listening, and thank you for the compliments. And Polly, yes. Apparently I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you
just
very
relay
much.
Relay that message to you. Thanks, guys.
Awesome, and thank you for listening.
Yep.
And like that giddy up page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and we are gonna take 166-hour break, as I always say, and we will be back next week with some just more fantastic rock and roll music, of course. And we want to thank you all very much for listening in, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here doing this. We'd be doing it somewhere else, but we'd still be doing it because we love our rock and roll. So stay Boston strong, kids. Always be a rock and never roll. And we will see you guys next week. God bless.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go on. Yeah, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks, they got one, yeah, others, they got none. Stay with me. Let's just breathe. Practice on my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. So much in this world to make me believe. Stay with me, you're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more.
So I just
come clean. I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Everything you gave and nothing you would take. Nothing you would take. More than me.
Hello, my dear friends.
You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.